This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome, this is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Robert, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Food and Wine. And now I'll begin with Food and Wine, copyright 2025, June 2025. The title of the recipe is Banh Mi Smash Burgers, part of an article, Burgers Beyond Beef. Fire up the grill for these juicy burgers. Banh Mi Smash Burgers. Active preparation, 40 minutes. Total preparation time, 1 hour. And serves, 4. Inspired by the popular Vietnamese sandwich, these crispy smashed pork burgers are topped with quick pickled carrots and radish. The high fat content of ground pork makes it ideal for smashed burgers because the thin patties caramelize around the edges without drying out. Place a small square of parchment paper on the meatball before pressing with a firm, heavy spatula to prevent sticking. Hold the spatula in place for a few seconds to help keep the patties from springing back up. Here's a shopping list. Rice, vinegar, water, light brown sugar, kosher, salt, carrots, red radishes or daikon, QP mayonnaise, chili garlic sauce, fish sauce, 80% lean ground pork, fresh ginger, fresh cilantro, brioche hamburger buns, and a jalapeno. Once again, 3/4 cups rice vinegar, 1/2 cup water, 3 tablespoons light brown sugar, divided. And we say divided, the total you'll use is 3 tablespoons, but you will use them in 2 different parts of the recipe, so you will divide them up in those portions. 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon kosher salt, divided. 1 cup matchstick carrots, and 1/4 cup thinly sliced red radishes, or 1/2 cup matchstick daikon. And to cut matchsticks, peel the carrot or daikon and cut into 3-inch long segments. Cut each segment lengthwise into 1/8 to 1/4 inch thick planks. Cut each plank lengthwise into 1/8 to 1/4 inch thick matchsticks. A daikon is a large white radish with a mild peppery flavor. Find daikon at most Asian grocery stores. Continuing on, 1/3 cup QP mayonnaise, 2.5 tablespoons chili garlic sauce, 1.5 teaspoons fish sauce, 1.5 pounds 80% lean ground pork, 1 tablespoon grated fresh ginger, about a 3-inch piece, 3 tablespoons finely chopped tender cilantro stems, plus leaves for topping, 4 brioche hamburger buns split and toasted, and 1 jalapeno thinly sliced. Step 1. Bring vinegar, 1/2 cup water, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, and 1 tablespoon salt to a boil in a small saucepan over medium-high, stirring often to dissolve sugar. Remove from heat and stir in carrots and radish. Set aside. Step 2. Stir together mayonnaise, 1 1/2 tablespoons chili garlic sauce, and 1/2 teaspoon fish sauce in a small bowl. Cover and chill spicy mayonnaise until ready to use. Step 3. Stir together pork, ginger, cilantro stems, remaining 1 tablespoon brown sugar, remaining 1 tablespoon chili garlic sauce, and remaining 1 teaspoon fish sauce, and remaining 1 teaspoon salt in a large bowl until just combined. Divide pork mixture into 8, about 3-ounce portions, and shape each portion into a loose ball. Place the meatballs on a large plate, cover, and chill while preheating grill. Step 4. Preheat grill to high, 450 degrees Fahrenheit to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Place a griddle or large cast iron skillet on preheated grill and let heat for 10 minutes. Alternatively, preheat a flat top grill to medium high. Cut a 3-inch square piece of parchment paper, working in batches if needed. Arrange meatballs on the griddle, spacing at least 2 inches apart. Place parchment paper square on top of one meatball and use a sturdy spatula or burger press to firmly press and flatten, forming a 4-inch wide patty. Remove parchment paper. Repeat with remaining meatballs. Cook, uncovered and undisturbed, until bottom sides of patties are browned, about two minutes. Flip patties, cook until browned on both sides, 30 seconds to 1 minute. Remove patties from grill. Step 5. Drain pickled carrot mixture, discard brine, spread spicy mayonnaise on cut sides of buns. Place 2 patties on each bottom half bun, and top evenly with pickled carrot mixture, about 1/4 cup each. Top with sliced jalapeno and cilantro leaves to taste. Sandwich with top buns and serve immediately. And Paige Grandjean was the recipe writer. Now make ahead, pickled carrot mixture and spicy mayonnaise can both be stored in separate airtight containers in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. Pork meatballs can be prepared through step 3 up to 1 day in advance. Quick fire, speedy chicken dinners. Tight on time? Turn to this summery chicken supper when you need dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. Crispy chicken thighs with lemony white beans. Active preparation, 15 minutes. Total preparation, 30 minutes, and serves 4 to 6. Crispy chicken thighs with lemony white beans. This one-pan dinner of bone-in chicken thighs served over a bed of creamy white beans comes together in just 30 minutes. For ultra-crunchy skin, start the chicken thighs skin side down in a cold skillet. As the skillet heats, the gradual increase in temperature allows the fat to fully render for shatteringly crisp skin. Make the most of the flavorful schmaltz left in the skillet by turning it into a quick pan sauce for seasoning the beans. Shopping list: bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, black pepper, kosher salt, extra virgin olive oil, garlic, crushed red pepper, water, lemon, fresh oregano, cannellini beans, cherry tomatoes, baby arugula. Once again, 6 small bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, about 1 3/4 pounds, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 2 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, divided, plus more to taste, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 6 large garlic cloves, thinly sliced, 1 teaspoon crushed red pepper, 1/4 cup water, 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest, plus 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh oregano, 2 15-ounce cans cannellini beans, drained and rinsed, 2 cups cherry tomatoes, halved, baby arugula for garnish. Step 1. Sprinkle chicken evenly with black pepper and 1 1/2 teaspoons salt. Place chicken skin side down in a large skillet. Cook over medium-high, undisturbed, until skin is rendered and crisp, about 12 minutes. Flip and cook until a thermometer inserted into the thickest portion of the chicken registers 165 degrees Fahrenheit, about 5 minutes. Transfer chicken to a large plate and reserve drippings in the skillet. Step 2. Add oil to the skillet and reduce heat to medium. Add garlic and crushed red pepper. Cook, stirring often until mixture is fragrant and the garlic begins to brown, about 30 seconds. Add 1/4 cup water. Cook, scraping up the brown bits from bottom of skillet, until water is mostly evaporated, about another minute. Remove skillet from heat. Stir in lemon zest and juice and oregano. Transfer 2 tablespoons pan sauce to a small bowl and season with additional salt to taste, and set aside. Step 3. Add beans, tomatoes, and remaining 1 teaspoon salt to reserved pan sauce in the skillet. Cook over medium, stirring often until beans are heated through and tomatoes begin to soften, about 3 minutes. Divide bean mixture evenly among plates and top with chicken thighs, garnish with arugula, and drizzle with reserved pan sauce. And Anna Theotico Tisto was the writer of this recipe. Cook with mint. Refreshing and abundant mint gives a gentle lift to all kinds of sweet and savory summer recipes. Bountiful in winter, in warm weather months, mint grows like a weed from late spring all through summer. That's when you'll find an abundance of varieties sold in bunches at the farmer's market and available as starter plants at your local nursery, ready for a spot on the patio or a sunny windowsill. Whether you pluck them from your garden or pick them up at the store, mint's fragrant fresh sprigs and its characteristic cool, tingly, and subtly sweet effect are an easy way to add interest to a wide range of summer-ready dishes and drinks. Mint is fresh, forward, and versatile, the same way a crisp white shirt works with all your summer outfits. There isn't much that mint can't match up with. It shines in cocktails, as tisane in sauces and pesto, used fresh as a garnish, infused into syrups, or leveraged as a primary essence in desserts with chocolate or dairy. It's a classic partner for peas, fava beans, melon, stone fruit, and citrus. In Salatet Malfouf, a crunchy Lebanese slaw laden with chopped fresh mint leaves and drenched in a lemony dressing, mint plays against the slight bitterness of shredded cabbage and the brightness of sumac and lemon. Salatet Malfouf, Lebanese coleslaw. Active preparation 20 minutes, total preparation 35 minutes, and serves 8. This quick and easy cabbage slaw features a lemony dressing and a hefty dose of fragrant mint leaves. Most Lebanese home cooks have their own version, almost anything goes, from cucumbers to tomatoes. But cabbage is traditional and mint usually plays a main role. This recipe, from culinary producer and recipe developer Khalil Highmore, uses both red and green cabbage for a colorful effect. Garlic and sumac lend bright and pungent flavoring, and za'atar and crunchy pistachios add nutty earthiness and texture. Once dressed and tossed, the slaw is at its best served within the hour, but you can shred the cabbage and prep the dressing in advance. Shopping list: extra virgin olive oil, garlic, honey, ground sumac, sea salt, black pepper, lemon, green cabbage, red cabbage, scallions, fresh mint, salted roasted pistachios, a za'atar seasoning blend for garnish, and that's optional. Once again, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1 small garlic clove finely grated, 1.5 teaspoons honey, 1/2 teaspoon ground sumac, 1/2 teaspoon fine sea salt plus more to taste, and 1/2 teaspoon black pepper plus more to taste. 1/4 cup to 6 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, divided. That's about 2 medium lemons. 6 cups shredded green cabbage, about 12 ounces. 4 cups shredded red cabbage, about 12 ounces. 3/4 cup chopped scallions, about 3 large scallions. 3/4 cup chopped fresh mint, divided. And 1/3 cup salted roasted pistachios, roughly chopped, about 1/3 cup. And then that za'atar seasoning blend for garnish, and that's optional. Step 1 in the Lebanese coleslaw is whisk together olive oil, garlic, honey, sumac, salt, pepper, and 1/4 cup lemon juice in a large bowl. Add cabbages, scallions, and 1/2 cup mint. Toss well to coat. Add remaining up to 2 tablespoons lemon juice, adjusting to taste, and let the salad stand uncovered at room temperature until cabbage is just beginning to soften, but is still crunchy, about 15 minutes. Step 2, toss salad again and season with salt and pepper to taste. Transfer to a serving bowl, top with pistachios and remaining 1/4 cup mint. Garnish with za'atar just before serving, if desired. Make ahead. The salad can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 1 hour. The obsessive. Multiply your mustard. Why you should have every type of mustard in your fridge, by Lucy Simon. With such limited space in my New York City apartment, I have a couple of rules when it comes to the ingredients in my kitchen. No single-use items and certainly no duplicates of the same ingredient. But there's one category where I make an exception: mustard. This is especially true during summer when I lean on different kinds of mustards to add easy oomph and interest to everything from sandwiches to snack plates and grilled dinners. Here's everything you need to know about the 6 essential mustard types and how to make them your summer's MVP. 1. Whole grain mustard. Coarsely textured with a popping crunch, whole grain mustard is made by combining black, brown, and yellow mustard seeds with water and white vinegar until just soft enough to form a rough paste. Whole grain mustard's punchy, spicy bite is great in a marinade for pork, tenderloin, or for serving alongside charcuterie. 2. Hot mustard. Hot mustard, made from a blend of black and brown seeds, will activate your sinuses with a pungency similar to wasabi or horseradish. It comes in a couple of forms: dried hot mustard powder, which can be blended into sauces, and prepared hot mustard, which is blended with water to amplify the heat. Mix either with mayonnaise to soften the burn for a quick dipping sauce for Frito Misto. A third kind of mustard, yellow mustard. This ballpark stalwart is made with finely ground yellow mustard seeds, which have a mellow, peppery flavor, turmeric, and sometimes paprika. Drizzle it on a hot dog or squirt it on a smash burger, an In-N-Out style hack, before grilling it on a flat top. 4. Honey mustard. The most mellow of the mustards, honey mustard is perfect for sandwiches and for mixing with mayonnaise to make a creamy, sweet, tangy dressing. It's made with a combination of yellow mustard and honey, but it ranges significantly in sweetness depending on how much honey is added. 5. Dijon mustard. Dijon mustard, named after the French city where the recipe originates, leans on more intensely flavored brown and black mustard seeds that are steeped in white wine or verjus, which are less acidic than vinegar. The result is an ultra-versatile mustard that adds balance to pan sauces and spicy sour notes to vinaigrettes. And 6. Spicy brown mustard. Best known for being slathered on rye bread for a pastrami sandwich, spicy brown mustard is the perfect counterpoint to salty, fatty meats. Its speckled yellow-brown color comes from the dark husks of brown mustard seeds, which have more fiery, pungent flavor. In response to a request from a listener, I'll be reading from Mug Meals, copyright 2015 by Dinah Cheney. These are basically single-serving meals designed to be cooked in a microwave and in a mug. Nachos with refried beans and avocado. Think of these microwave nachos as a tortilla casserole. Feel free to customize with the salsa and toppings of your choice and to swap in guacamole for the fresh avocado. To cut down on sodium, use low or no salt refried beans and salsa. Shopping list. Non-stick cooking spray, 1/2 cup canned refried beans, 3 tablespoons high-quality salsa, 10 tortilla chips, plus more for serving if desired, 3 tablespoons shredded Mexican cheese blend, 1/2 avocado diced, about 1/4 cup, 1 teaspoon sour cream for garnish, that's optional, 1 teaspoon canned green chilies for garnish, that also is optional, and 1 teaspoon thinly sliced trimmed scallions for garnish, and that's optional. Step 1 of nachos with refried beans and avocado. Spray the inside of a 12-ounce mug with cooking spray. Step 2, in a small bowl, stir together the beans and salsa. Step 3, place 1/2 of the chips in the mug and top with 1/3 of the cheese and 1/2 of the bean salsa mixture. Top with the remaining chips, 1/3 of the cheese and the remaining bean mixture. Top with the remaining cheese. Step 4. Cover and microwave until most of the cheese melts, about 1 minute. Uncover and microwave until the remainder of the cheese melts, about another 30 seconds. Top with the avocado and other garnishes and serve with additional chips, if desired. Chinese brown rice salad with edamame. To add even more protein to this nourishing dish, which is also delicious chilled, stir in some diced extra firm tofu. For a prettier presentation, pour the salad onto a plate. Here's your shopping list. 1 tablespoon thinly sliced trimmed scallions, dark green parts only. 2 teaspoons unseasoned rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons low-sodium soy sauce, 1 teaspoon honey, 1/8 teaspoon minced garlic, 1/8 teaspoon grated fresh ginger, 1/2 cup packed cooked brown rice, short or long grain, 1/3 cup packed frozen edamame, thawed, 2 tablespoons finely grated peeled carrots, and 2 tablespoons small dice red bell peppers. Step 1. In a small bowl, stir together the scallions, rice vinegar, soy sauce, honey, garlic, and ginger. Then stir in the remaining ingredients. Pour into a 12-ounce mug. Step 2. Cover and microwave until warm, about 1 minute. And now I'll be reading from The Way Kitchens Work, copyright 2010 by Ed Sobey. Teflon-coated frying pan. History of Teflon. That nonstick Teflon coating on your frying pan is a result of one of the most celebrated mistakes in the history of invention. Roy Plunkett often told the story of how he discovered Teflon when he wasn't looking for it, didn't know what it was when he found it, and had no idea of what it could be used for. Plunkett, a research chemist working for a subsidiary of DuPont at its research lab in Deepwater, New Jersey, was researching new products to use as refrigerants when he made a curious discovery. A gas stored overnight in a pressurized cylinder had apparently disappeared. Plunkett didn't believe that it had escaped from the cylinder, and he confirmed his suspicion by weighing it. Cutting the cylinder open revealed a white powder that had strange properties. It didn't react with other chemicals. It had the lowest coefficient of friction of any tested substance, and acids and solvents didn't affect it. Plunkett had followed the first law of science. When you find something interesting, stop what you're doing and check it out. And he was awarded a patent and later inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame for his discovery. Manufacturers in the United States didn't believe that Teflon-coated pans would sell. Thomas Hardy, an American reporter for United Press International, discovered Teflon-coated pans while traveling in France. For years, he tried to interest U.S. manufacturers in making them, but no one was interested. So he purchased several thousand pans and imported them from Europe. Again, he had no luck getting stores to carry them until 1960, when Macy's placed a small order. They sold out in a few days, and the Teflon pan boom was launched. Eventually, it was discovered that Teflon itself decomposes at high temperatures that may occur in cooking, and the chemicals released can be harmful. In addition, the Environmental Protection Agency announced that one of the chemicals used to manufacture Teflon is probably carcinogenic. So DuPont scientists have created other coatings, most notably Silverstone, that are now used in cooking pots and pans. How Teflon works. Teflon pans keep foods from sticking by presenting a surface of inert molecules, molecules that don't bond to other substances. That raises the question, how do you get a substance that doesn't stick to anything to stick to the metal frying pan? This sticky issue was resolved by DuPont chemists. They first apply a very sticky primer to the metal pans and then add two or more layers of Teflon on top. In the manufacturing process, the pan is heated, and this makes the primer bond to both the pan and Teflon coatings. Inside Teflon. Teflon is a long chain of molecules. The chain is composed of carbon atoms that are surrounded by fluorine atoms. The atoms of carbon and fluorine bond to each other very strongly, and the strong bonds are what make Teflon so inert and slippery. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Robert with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.